This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
If Boomer is home right now watching us getting over the flu, well, feel better, buddy. Hope to see you on Monday with Phil Sims. Need you healthy. Hope your birthday wasn't a disaster. We could celebrate at that Fudgy the Whale another day.
That's all.
Just got to get you back.
Feel better.
Nurse you back to health. I wonder if you went and got that IV doc. I bet you probably did that.
I kind of assume that's what he was doing.
He likes that IV doc that brings him back to life.
Healthy. Healthy.
Speed up the recovery.
Healthy.
Especially with the weekend.
Healthy.
Yeah. Like, this is a big weekend. Like, to get outside and do some stuff.
Damn right.
He doesn't want to be sitting inside. I mean, he'll watch the game, sure. But the Knicks are on at 6 o'clock. He don't want to be sitting there watching, you know, TV all day. Get outside. Yeah.
You know, we talk all the time about hitting people with golf balls. Billy Horschel, yesterday at the RBC, drilled a woman in her shin. And the welt that popped up on her leg looked like there was about an alien was going to pop out of her skin.
No kidding, huh?
And he goes over, you got to look at it. He goes over and circles the welt with a Sharpie and then signs her leg. Which I guess she requested, because why would you do that?
I don't know, because that's not something you can keep.
Yeah, but I mean, it's Billy Horschel, you know what I'm saying? It's not Tiger Woods.
Like, I know.
You could wash off the Billy Horschel autograph and not feel so terrible about it.
Fair enough. I think I'd ask for the glove, though. Maybe, I want your glove. Sign the glove.
He might have gotten a glove, too. Or she might have gotten a glove, too. All right, here you go. So here he is on the tee. It doesn't look like such a bad shot. Does go right. The gallery's over there. And
I'll swing the club.
So there it goes. There it goes. As you are fast forwarding here. Woman gets hit. Woman down. Everybody goes, run it over there. And then you will see soon in this video, I'm assuming, the welt. There you go. See, look at that. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. That thing swelled up quick.
Yep.
Wow.
Signed a leg.
So I guess, I'm sure there's a replay here. So I guess it hit her. It must have hit her on a fly.
Yeah. Yeah, it had to have.
Damn.
I need to have that type of welt.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, but she seems happy. Look at that. You hit me.
Good for her.
Signed my leg and everything's great.
We talked about it last week with the Masters. It's amazing to me to think how, even the camera guys, like how on top of the players they are, as if they're not capable. I mean, you're talking about the difference of centimeters for these precise shots. Boy, you're taking your life in your hands with how close these guys get.
Yeah. You know, I never understood like the signing of body parts stuff. Like what a woman would say, you know, sign my boobs. Like I never, like if you really wanted the autograph, you want to keep, you know, hold on to it.
All right, how about this? Sign the boobs, then go have it tattooed.
But then you got a tattoo on your boobs forever.
Yeah, but if it was Eddie Van Halen, that's kind of neat, no?
I don't know. Then you're trying to find a man one day, and it's like, really? You got an Eddie Van Halen autograph tattoo on your boobs?
All right, fair.
I mean
you have a Vikings tattoo.
Yeah, right. But
It's not on my penis.
So you say.
The smallest tattoo ever. No, it's on my arm.
It's of all those Lombardi trophies that you have.
Right. No, I mean, if she wanted to get it her shoulder or something, or like down on her forearm, but you put it on your boobs, that's a different story.
But I do think that would be neat, and the shin is obviously not a good spot, but let's say she got hit in the arm. I mean, that would be kind of neat.
You to tattoo it there?
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
But once again, it's Billy Horschel.
All right, it's not Tiger Woods, I gotcha. It's still kind of cool, though.
I mean, it's not even Nico Echeverria. It's Billy Horschel.
I got it.
Billy
H, yes.
Yeah. Do you have an autograph memory that stands out more than any
other?
The
only one that stands out was the autograph I didn't get. And when I turned, I guess I was, for my 18th birthday, my dad took me to Vero Beach to see Strawberry's first spring training with the Dodgers. And so we went there. We had a great weekend. We saw one game at Port St. Lucie with the Mets, and we saw a few Dodger games in Vero Beach. And I was never in my life an autograph chaser, ever. But the way Vero Beach was set up, the players had to walk through the grounds from the clubhouse to get to the field. There was no, you didn't go in the dugout into the clubhouse. They would literally, like a high school game, the game would end, they packed their stuff up and they walk right through the crowd with security and stuff like that. And there was the one day we were there and we were sitting, if I remember correctly, we were on the third base side and he had to walk through that way to get to the clubhouse. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go ask him for an autograph. I had the program. I don't know if I had a Sharpie, maybe I had a pen. I don't remember, but I had the program of the game. And so I chased him and the crowd the entire way. He signed for some. I didn't get it. That is the one big memory that I have, and it was the one that I didn't get.
Yeah, it stinks.
But I was, like I said, I was never an autograph person. I don't even know if I have anything aside from Mariano Rivera signing a ball for my kids when he played softball with us years back. I don't even know that I have any autographs.
Yeah. Mine was the getting John Randall's at Vikings training camp the first year I went. It's like it was the year 2000.
Yeah.
And I was waiting, and they had like a makeshift outdoor lifting area in a tent. And I was wearing my John Randall 93 jersey, and I was hoping when I went there that he would sign it. He was like sitting on the bench. You do a couple reps. You'd sit up. You looked over, and I'm like, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Yeah.
And I remember him walking directly right towards me because he saw I had the John Randall jersey, and I handed him the pen. I was shaking, and he signed it, and...
That's a cool one, though. And yeah. With you, this was, what, 1990, you said?
No, the year 2000.
2000.
Yeah, 2000.
So you were how old?
18.
Yeah, so exactly the same age I was with Strawberry. Yeah. But you got yours, I didn't get mine.
Right. And then, of course, so think about that, because that's how much I love John Randall. He was like one of my favorite players. I first started really, really loving football. And then years later, I'm in Atlanta with Boomer Esiason, my co-host.
Oh, I remember.
And John Randall, my childhood football hero, and I'm in between them, and they hate each other's guts.
That was a little icy.
I mean, I was like, how the hell? And I'm all excited about it, and why are we bringing this a-hole up here? Like, what? What do you mean? It's my guy. It's a Hall of Famer.
But you know where you needed him? Was when Boomer got the neurovirus in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been the day.
Right.
He would have slobbered all over John Randall.
Yeah, and he was like, quit whining, Boomer.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. That was probably the only time, there have been a couple of interviews for sure in the past 16 or 17 years where it was a little, not for the guys doing the interview, but listening or being around it, where you felt a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's the only time I can think in studio like that, and that wasn't in studio. It was in Atlanta, was that?
Yeah, Atlanta. Right? Yep,
or
Atlanta.
Florida, wherever.
Atlanta.
Where it was like, oof, we got the chance for fireworks here.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it was awkward.
Boomer was just as angry as he was back in the 90s.
What
did
he say?
That.
I think Boomer looked him straight in the eyes like, so you thought it was cool to dive at the legs?
Yeah. Thought it was a brotherhood. I was like, oh, my God. It's like, I thought this was going to be a really cool moment for me. And these two guys hate each other.
Instead, you're playing referee.
Yeah. And they didn't even shake hands after the interview.
I'm not surprised.
I went and got a picture with John Randall. I'm like, I'm not going to not get a picture with him. This is huge. You know, it's John Randall. And then you get the picture with him, and then Boomer just off the other way.
Yep. I get it. I understand. I've been the same way, too.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year.
Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.